Providing a delicious taste experience of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. And they have takeout available too. The Great Wall Restaurant's located just north of 50th and France. Details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hitting cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot, and we discuss Native issues here, Wendy. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they get updates every day with COVID-19 updates. So yeah. Do that. And I just want to say one thing about Jay Selby's.
Yes.
Our plant-based eatery on 169 Victoria Street here in St. Paul. They are now having, the dining room is open. So it's open now, so you can go and eat inside. We're going to do that really soon.
Awesome. Hey, you know, busy day. I was coming from what is called God's Country, Wisconsin, into Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And I was getting close to the Capitol off 94, Wendy, and it's smoky. You can barely see the Capitol. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
With the fires and global warming.
It's very, very hazy out today. And I kept looking. I was like, oh my goodness, is it going to rain today? And I kept checking my rain aware because it looked like that. You know, it's just been so hot. So, wow, that's crazy. It's really sad.
It's totally sad. And then we got up in the deep north, with all this Enbridge stuff and sucking water out of and fracking stuff and oil spills that are happening. Ogama's up there in the deep north right now and going to be jumping in a few minutes reporting on what happened. Mm-hmm. But right now, you know, let's get to with our partner, Lewis, who we like to say, what do we like to call him, Wendy?
Our new teammate.
That's
He's a
right.
teammate. He's
right.
on the team.
And we're going to talk a little. Yeah, there he is. We're going to talk a little bit about a couple things in parallel with, Native American history. Wendy, you always end the show with Free Leonard Peltier. Mm-hmm. And, Winona LaDuke was just arrested a couple days ago. And just the parallels of what's going on with Native American still, 40 years later. You know, Leonard Peltier is the longest-serving political prisoner in United States history. I mean, the person that shot Reagan, shot John Lennon, they're out of prison.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Just goes to show you.
And let's bring on Lewis, the Lakota guy on TikTok, and he's our new teammate. And let's talk a little bit, Lewis, about the parallels. Welcome, and go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
Yeah, homotakiapi, yuha chante, washte, nape, chayu, zapalo, agree with a good heart and a warm handshake. Lewis Eagle Thunder here. Thank you so much for allowing us to talk about this really important issue. You know, we have Winona LaDuke right now in prison. And, we talked a little bit off air, Robert, about the parallels with Leonard Peltier. And Leonard Peltier, a member of the Chippewa Nation in North Dakota, joined AIM in 1972 to make a difference, you know, because of visibility and, you know, the injustices that Indigenous people were suffering in the early 70s. And, you know, for those that may not know, the American Indian movement was actually spurred by the Red Power movement in 1968. That was the occupation of Alcatraz, where Indigenous people asserted the 1867 Fort Laramie Treaty that stipulated that any land that is unoccupied by the federal government becomes Indian land. So we talk about this quite a bit of, you know, Indigenous injustice, and we don't have the mainstream media or political capital to always often get our issues to the mainstream media, you know, things like Line 3. We're going to have Ogma come on. She's such a awesome Indigenous warrior herself, and talking about the leaks that are happening. But we talk about the parallels between Winona LaDuke and Leonard Peltier, and both of them are fighting for justice. Both of them were on the front lines. And, you know, there's so many injustices when it comes to indigenous people seeking, you know, clemency and seeking, you know, proper what you call, you know, habeas corpus, you know, the idea that, you know, we're going to get a fair trial. And that just doesn't happen, Robert.
Right. Hey, and you know what's interesting? I have a 2-hour drive, Wendy and Lewis, and I've been listening to the audiobook of a book I read a long time ago, In the Spirit of Crazy Horse. And that's basically, Wendy, it's the story of Leonard Peltier and, you know, the FBI's war on the Native Americans. And I feel that there not only there's parallels, that it's still kind of the same what's happening right now. And especially, you know, how did we get started, Wendy, on our show?
We got started on the show because we went to Standing Rock and we saw all the injustices that were happening and all the news and the media telling lies.
Yeah.
And we said, we have to get on the air and tell really what's going on. We see things that are happening firsthand.
Right.
The media is lying about it. So that's how we got started.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And the half truths and the things that we saw happening at Standing Rock. And plus, we snuck in an animal section, too, that's become very popular, our sacred animals that you do, that I really appreciate and learn a lot. And,
I kind of bribed you with that. But
well, I got to keep a radio show and have at the time we were on Saturday. So it was cutting into when you were working a lot then and you liked your Saturdays. But do you also like talking about our sacred animals, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis, this book here is mind-blowing because of the parallels. I mean, I'll listen to John Trudell too, and he'll be talking about the Uranian being stolen from the Black Hills and the way the police were acting then. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely the same thing, Robert. And again, you know, indigenous people, when we become activists, we become criminalized. I mean, look at what's happening with Nick Tilson with the Indian Collective and Land Back Movement. This happened last year in 2020 when he asserted his constitutional rights. Article 6, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, for those that may not know, says that treaties are the supreme law of the land. So we talk about, you know, asserting our rights, you know, and these are living documents, you know, and mainstream media and TV like to put us in antiquity. You know, they put us in the 1800s when we are here today trying to assert our rights, Robert.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You guys, Wendy, you know, one of the things that really bothers me is kind of what Lewis just said there. And that's, hey, you know what? This is something happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, and it sounds like Ogama is throwing stuff around and she's on mute. I don't know how that's working. Oh, yeah. I hear her. She just, there she just muted herself.
Yeah.
But we'll give her that. Oh, there she is. And she's got her resist shirt on, too. That's good advertising. And welcome. We got a couple minutes before we jump into your reports, Ogama, and welcome. And one of the things that we've been talking about is so much the parallels of past atrocities towards Leonard Peltier, John Trudell, the American Indian Movement. We talked a little about Alcatraz and the parallels, what's happening to our native land and everything.
Yeah, Winona LaDuke also. She just got arrested, and a lot of people got arrested. So
yeah, just jump in, Wendy, because I'm brain dead. And it's good to see Ogama. You're all in one piece. You're not arrested. And it's good to see. Why don't you give us a quick 30 seconds of what you're going to talk about, and then we're going to go into a quick commercial break. And welcome.
Yes, wonderful. Hi, everybody. I was at a press conference today at the headwaters of the Mississippi River talking about what's happening right now with Line 3 and how it affects water and wild rice and Anishinaabe people here in Minnesota. I then did a tour of I believe it's Upper Rice Lake, and seeing the state of the wild rice in that area, and also went down to the LaSalle Landing where the treaty people gathering was, and I have some more news on that right after the commercial break.
Wow. Yeah. Excellent. Thanks for coming in. And Lewis, thanks for talking with us. It's always great, Wendy, to have Lewis' his perspective on the history.
Absolutely.
Especially the Dakota people that have been fighting this for a long, long time, along with all Indigenous and Native Americans across Turtle Island and Indigenous people across the world, Wendy.
That's right.
Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And up next, we're going to talk to Ogama about what's happening up in the occupied north of Minnesota. We'll be right back.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
We have vital information we would like to share with you. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on testing sites, isolation space, vaccines, housing assistance, and food resources. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19 or has questions to determine if you should get tested, please call them at 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Rukun Jahadi.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, you know, I think sometimes I have a bad day, and part of bad days, Wendy, and like I locked my keys in my car. I've never done that before.
You did.
Yeah, it's a long story. Yeah.
I'm all disheveled
and trying to look like all Indigenous with my hair going crazy and my sport coat, and you know, and what's, you know, that's almost like we joke around, that's almost like white people problems, you know, right? And what's going on up in the deep north, we want to really check in with Ogama here and see what is happening up there. Give us a rundown today. You're going to be on a couple segments, and also people, if you want to ask us questions and Ogama questions, give us a call at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. And also, we got a big following here on Facebook. So if you jump on Facebook Live, you can ask us a question. We're monitoring that, Wendy. Mm-hmm. I can't say monitoring very well, but here's Ogama with the news. Welcome, Ogama.
Hi, Anim Bijou. You know, speaking of monitoring, there's very little monitoring happening from the state of Minnesota on the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline. There's no DNR public or MPCA people present on the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline. And because of that, they're basically relying on Enbridge Energy to report any sort of accidents or spills that would happen in a timely manner. And we all know that Enbridge has failed to do this in other cases. Like in Wisconsin, they failed to report a spill that happened in late 2018 or 2019 until almost a year and a half later. So those kinds of things definitely happen. And that's part of, you know, the huge concern concerns with line three for the indigenous people. But one of the other huge concerns, which was talked about a lot today in this press conference, is manomen or wild rice. What happens with wild rice when there's not enough water is the wild rice basically starves. It can't grow properly and it doesn't ripen in time. It needs to ripen before the first frost for it to be able to be harvested and used. And after the press conference today, we took a little visit to Upper Rice Lake. Upper Rice Lake is one of the lakes that had water pumped out of it. The company that was pumping the water out was actually Knife River. It's unclear whether or not Knife River was under contract for the Line 3 pipeline, but they were eventually told by the tribe, by the White Earth Nation, to stop pumping water out of there. And they took us to the site where they were pumping water out and explained to us, we walked right up to the edge of the water and the ground was really soft. And there was probably a good 5 or 10 yards where they're saying there should be water there. It should be knee deep water where you're standing. I didn't even know that these plants were under here. And then there's this big square of dead grass where the water pump sat. Where they pumped the water out, it was just heartbreaking to see that in person. And
could you do me a favor and just back up and start where did you start and where did the news conference start just before that, if you could fill everyone in on that?
Yes, so the press conference started today at the Mississippi headwaters at Itasca Park. So the press conference started today around 11 a.m. They had a lot of really great speakers. Nancy Bolio was there, John Goodwin of Rise Coalition, Renee Keyser of Rise Coalition was also there. She gave a really great speech. She's the she works for the White Earth Nation in something to do with environmental things. I'm trying to remember exactly her title. It's been a long day, everybody. But they all had really wonderful speeches. And I think Silas Neeland was there as well. And I think the hardest thing doing this press conference, Robert, is that this is probably the fourth or fifth time, you know, just in the last few months that I've been to an event like that where people are speaking, Nancy and Don and Silas and, you know, people like that are speaking. And every time, you know, there's tears. There are literal tears. I mean, the emotions of the Anishinaabe people right now in northern Minnesota and their allies desperately trying to fight this pipeline with everything they've got. They've exhausted nearly all reasonable, legal, and political ways to get this pipeline stopped. And now people are putting their bodies on the line and they're being criminalized for it. I mean, on top of all of that, I don't know if you live in Minnesota, the people who are listening, but most of Minnesota was in a pretty severe air quality warning today. I was outside in most of that today.
Talked about that when I drove into the Twin Cities. Barely could see the Capitol. And Wendy, you thought it was going to rain today.
Yeah, one of the really interesting things that they did at this press conference is they opened up the press conference and had a podium, and the MC for the press conference announced all these seats. There were 7 or 8 empty chairs, and the empty chairs were for the governors of each state downstream from the Mississippi, from Minnesota, Governor Walz, the governor of Iowa, et cetera, and so forth, going all the way down to Louisiana at the Gulf of Mexico. And all of those seats were empty. And yet the crowd was filled with people, including scientists and treaty specialists who spoke and who were in the crowd, who were going, where are you and what is happening? The really good news is that in Minnesota, we did have representatives and senators who came. Senator Aaron Murphy came, Representative Heather Keeler, Senator Frank Hornstein, and then there was one other representative, and I apologize, I've forgotten his name. And then actually Dan Jourdain from Bemidji City Council spoke as well, talking about the importance of this and good relations with tribes and how they're all standing with us.
Well, you know, Erin Murphy, she's our senator in our district. I'm going to send her an email and thank her for being there. Yeah. That means so much to us.
And we supported her as governor until it got down to the nitty gritty. Mm-hmm. And she had the governor endorsement for the DFL. So the next ticket's Erin Murphy and Heather Keeler. And you heard that here first.
That would, somebody did yell out in the crowd, future Governor Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's lots of support should she choose to run. So after
her too, here's the thing about her too. She's there supporting against the pipeline. She understands what the problem is. And if she does get elected governor, she's not going to go back on her word like some people we already know.
Yeah. Oh,
Yes.
Looks like
circulating around social media right now of Governor Walz's previous tweets from several years ago when he said any pipeline that affects Anishinaabe and Indigenous lands negatively is a no vote for me. And
That's what it should have said until I get elected.
I'm not sure what made him go so drastically back on his word. But Governor Walz, if you happen to be listening, we really need you to stop line three. You know, if you are listening to this show and you haven't yet, you can call Governor Walz and tell them to stop line three. Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, who has come out against the pipeline and has been vehemently anti-line three pipeline as well, recently giving a statement about it and participating in the water walk that's happening right now. There's a water walk that's actively happening going from Superior, Wisconsin to the northern border of Minnesota as well.
Participating in that?
Well, she stopped in to visit somebody along the way, I believe is what I seen. A photo of her stopping in to visit as they were leaving Superior.
Wow.
So that was exciting as well. So after the press conference, we did go to Upper Rice Lake, and the wild rice there is not doing well because of the water that was pumped out of that lake, and they've been asked to stop pumping water out of that lake. But unfortunately, even though we are in a major drought, Enbridge's water permits have only been pulled in some places. So Enbridge is currently actively pumping water out of the Mississippi, very near to the headwaters. I believe it's within 20 miles of the headwaters. And I have unconfirmed reports right now that there may have been another frack out near the Mississippi River. At the LaSalle Landing. I'm waiting for more information of that. Again, that's unconfirmed at this time, but it does look like there's a possible another frack out similar to the one that happened on the Willow River. They just put the pipe underneath the Mississippi River last night, and now today they're already experiencing problems with it.
You know, Wendy, we talk about our personal life and all that, but a couple of years ago or a year ago, we went up there with the dogs. Mm-hmm. And you can drink that water in, like, Itasca. It's beautiful. Literally can drink that water.
You put your feet in, you're up to your knees, and you could see your toes.
And that's the beginning.
Beautifully clear, beautiful water.
And a lot happens on the way down, but we're going to... I'm beyond angry.
It is.
I'm
really angry. And when you could call Governor Walz's office at 651-201-3400.
Right on.
Give him a call.
Yeah, Ogama, we got a minute left, and then we'll get back with you. You know what? Can you tell us a little bit in 30 seconds what happened? There was with Winona LaDuke a couple days ago. Seen some powerful pictures. Could you do that real quick?
Yep. So Winona LaDuke and six other women warriors were arrested at the Shell River earlier this week after basically facing off. The photo that Robert's talking about is Winona LaDuke and six other women, or seven other women, I'm not sure, about 3 to 4 feet away from a line of sheriff and police deputies, face-to-face, putting themselves between the sheriff's deputies and the basically Enbridge completing that part of the pipeline because there's no other choice at this point.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate that. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Hey, it's us and the crew, Lewis, Ogama, and Wendy. Wendy is holding the fort down with me. Wow, that's kind of a holding the fort down. That's kind of like circle the Indian, you know. It's like from that era. What a weird thing to say. But hey, well, you know, it's the crew here. We got Ogama and Lewis and myself, Robert Pilot, and we're talking real talk here on Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
We'll be right back. Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Life is a journey, and the Dougherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
COVID-19 vaccines are safe, effective, free, and approved for everyone over the age of 12. Need help getting a COVID-19 vaccine? Trusted community connectors can find vaccination sites, make appointments, answer questions, and provide interpretation. To learn more about scheduling a free appointment or find a community connector, visit ramseycounty.us/COVID-vaccine. That's ramseycounty.us/COVID-vaccine.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
This is Santita Jackson, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I couldn't be more excited about starting our days together, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. Central, on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
We have vital information we would like to share with you. The Department of Indian Works St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on testing sites, isolation space, vaccines, housing assistance, and food resources. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19 or has questions to determine if you should get tested, please call them at 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies overnight with a low around 68, Wednesday sunny with a high near 88, Thursday sunny with a high near 93, and Friday sunny with a high around 96. AirSeal Tech is Minnesota's premier insulation contractor. AirSeal Tech's highly trained installers can help your home stay comfortable and energy efficient year-round with easy and affordable air sealing and insulation upgrades. Call 612-888-3664. That's AirSeal Tech. They bring comfort home.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're doing a roundtable here again, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205, and anyone on Facebook Live, shoot us a question. I'm wondering, Lewis, we're here with Lewis and Ogama and Wendy and myself. And Lewis, I wonder if you have a question for Ogama or any kind of statement to start us off with.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Ogama, all over social media and on TikTok, kind of where I started with my relationship with Native Roots Radio, people are wondering how to get involved. And I've seen a lot of people wanting to actually make their way up to, to one of these camps. Is there any recommendations or anything you would say to people that are potentially wanting to go up there, or anything, you know, that they should prepare, risk assessments, anything like that?
Anything they should repair, like on a vehicle?
No, just like as far as like material, you know, them bringing.
What to bring.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So definitely the first place to check if you're looking to get involved is going to be stopline3.org. But also the other awesome place to take a look at is to start following these groups like Rise Coalition, Indigenous Environmental Network, Honor the Earth, GNU Collective, and the hashtag #StopLying3 as well. Follow those on social media and on live or on live feeds and Twitter, all of those places where you normally get your social media. Following those places will give you a lot of options on how to get involved. I do believe Rise Coalition has links over to the Wild Rice Protector Camp, which is the camp nearest to the LaSalle Landing at this time. I think coordinates are provided on there. I believe coordinates are also provided for the Red Lake Treaty Camp as well. The Welcome Water Protector Center has an address or coordinates listed on their site. I believe for GNU Collective, if you want to get involved with GNU Collective, you contact them directly. The email is GNU@ProtonMail, if I'm not mistaken. There's plenty of things that you can do to get involved, even from home, picking up that phone and calling your representatives, calling Governor Walz, sharing things like this show and the live feeds and information coming in from those sites is a really important thing you can do from home. If you right. are going to come, what you want to do to be prepared is to try to be prepared to be as self-sufficient as possible. So if you're going to come, prepare to rough it. You're going to be staying in a tent more than likely. You're going to need to have your own food and water. You're going to need to have your own transportation. Sunscreen, bug spray, shoes that can handle being outside. Don't wear your favorite sneakers if you want to come. Most of Minnesota, northern Minnesota is wetland. And then it looks like somebody just posted on here. There is a link to shuttles that are offered various days from a multitude of camps, including wow. from RLTC in Minneapolis headquarters. And then they posted that link in the comments, and that is via everyaction.com. I did hear that this site existed, but I had not gotten the URL to that yet. Awesome. So thank you, Kayla, for posting that. We really appreciate that. There is some carpooling that is happening out of the Twin Cities.
Hey, Ogama, we have someone on the line, Jace from Brainerd, and he wants to talk about the importance of protecting the water. Welcome, Jace, to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Pretty good. Good to hear from you.
Hey, you too. So I just wanted to stop by, and I wanted to let you guys know I think you're all doing a wonderful job. Out here doing good things, and I can't talk for long, but I wanted to let you know that as somebody who has participated in Sundance, how important water really is and how vital it really is to everyone, and that out here that you just gotta keep pushing through and keep doing what you're doing. So
yeah, really appreciate
really it. All and that I have to say, but
yeah, appreciate the call. That's awesome,
and encouragement is always appreciated, so thank you.
Yeah, right on, right? Ogama.
Yes, McGwitch.
So great to hear from, and Heather Keeler, State Representative Heather Keeler is on, and she says, call your Congress delegation, Senator Amy Klobuchar and U.S. Senator Tina Smith, and really good call there. And I know she probably didn't hear what I said earlier her about being a lieutenant governor and my buddy Aaron Murphy being the new governor, but good to see Heather's listening and watching. And she also spoke, right, Ogama?
She did, yes. She spoke. She spoke as well as Aaron Murphy as well spoke, and so did Dan Jordan and Frank Hornstein, I believe, as well. They all took just a few minutes to speak. Most of their words were really encouraging, and you know, it was good to hear that we have representatives and state senators who are really backing us in this. You know we live in a Democratic style society. So we know that those representatives and senators can't do anything on their own. They have to come to a consensus and vote on it. But just to know that there's people who represent us, who really have their hearts with us, really meant a lot. It was really powerful to have them there.
Hey, Wendy, Wendy's got something for us.
Well, too. I just have Amy Klobuchar's phone number if anybody's interested in calling her, 202-224-3244. Again, it's 202-224-3244.
So it's really interesting that it's come to this where we're dealing, you know, there are so many, Lewis, there's so many things that we could be talking about today to support Native Americans, whether it's art, whether it's other things. But before I ask you that, Wendy's got another number.
Well, I have them in my my speed dial, so I have them here. I also have Minnesota Senator Tina Smith's phone number, 202-224-5641. That's 202-224-5641. And if you listen to Native Roots Radio, you know you should always be prepared with a piece of paper and pen, because we give out a lot of information that's kind of good to jot down. So.
And people watching us on Facebook Live, that was just popped up there, the phone numbers, how to get a hold of them, too.
Just on the Thank you very much for doing that. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, Lewis, your thoughts. I mean, it is important, and we had this young warrior give us he sounded young or younger. Everyone's younger than me. A warrior that called about Sundance and how water's really and we need to protect the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mini Wakoni, right? It's the Lakota chant, right? It's the one that says, water is life. And I want to say this, as doom and gloom as a lot of this can be, a lot of our activism in Indian country when it comes to water protection and all this stuff, one thing we got to keep in mind is the strength and the optimism and the sheer determination of our young indigenous leaders, you know. And I want to give props to our co-host here, Ogama, with the work that she does too. I mean, balancing everything she does is I can't imagine doing that and going down there. And after this, she says she's going to head straight up there again. I mean, we need a million more Ogamas, you know, to get things done. And we need more people like the caller and people all over social media that want to come up and actually get involved. And we're seeing a resurgence of people wanting to go back to the roots and go back to saying, hey, what can I do? Water's important. You know, our environment's important. We're doing irreversible damage. So let's assert our constitutional rights and our treaty rights as indigenous people. This is an infringement on the 1855 treaty with the Chippewa. We are determined to have a monitor, environmental monitor. We were determined to have that there because that is our right to assert. So we got to keep it going.
So Ogama,
right. Oh my gosh.
Go ahead. I was going to ask you one thing too, Ogama, before you spoke, is when are you going back there to report? And I know you posted stuff on Native Roots Radio today, and you'll be posting more things later. Can you just give us a little rundown on that and when you possibly
Yeah, absolutely. So I just shared a post from Rise Coalition, and it looks like they're fairly certain there's been a frack out, There's drone footage that's being shared right now of Enbridge scrambling to take care of this frack out that they just had at the Mississippi. I got word of the possibility of that being what was happening on my way home from there. Came home to do the show. I'm going to do the show, have something to eat, change my clothes, and I am heading straight back north. Although I do intend to wear the same t-shirt, so stay 6 feet away from me if you don't want to smell me. It's been hot out today. But, you know, I think what's scary about today and what, it is really doom and gloom, but it is really important. And it is so much a part of our culture as Anishinaabe people. We were, the prophecies told us to come east to find where the food grows on the water, and that was wild rice, and to protect the big river that cuts through the earth like a knife, the Mississippi River, to protect those things, that those things are sacred to us, that those things would get our people through. And Nancy said it today, you know, the genocide of Native American people has never really stopped. You know, it's still an attack on our culture just because the boarding schools are closed. You know, if you're coming after our wild rice, it's really not that much different. And I think the proverb gets credited to Cree. But it says only when the last tree has died and the last river has been poisoned and the last fish has been caught will we realize that we cannot eat money. And right. I believe Don Goodwin said it at the press conference today, you know, what good is all of the money and what good is all of these rights that we supposedly have as Anishinaabe people if we can't drink the water and we can't breathe the air? And both of those things are incredibly at risk today. I was literally choking on the air at certain parts of this press conference today. I wore a mask the entire time. I have a throbbing headache right now from being outdoors most of the day in this terrible air quality. And I'm sure most of the people who are still out there do. And yet here we are because we're hoping that this air quality blows over, but those fires that are bringing in the bad air quality are the result of climate change that has been exacerbated by humans, and more of this exacerbation of climate change is coming with the Line 3 pipeline completion. And it is really doom and gloom, but the hope that we have to have is to continue to do this and to continue to fight this, because what is there in the world if we don't have those things?
Exactly. Well, Pini Gigi, for this roundtable, and it was really exhilarating and fun to hear what was going on and hear Lewis and Wendy's insight of what's happening. I feel like people need to know this, that I'd rather be talking about some billionaire going in space than this, but we have to talk about this because this is real, this is happening. All this other stuff is a diversion towards Native Americans and people that are listening to us in Madison and Chicago and the Twin Cities know that. So Pini Gigi for this. And we're going to switch gears here in our last segment here. And we're going to talk some sacred animals with Wendy Pilot, who's my beautiful and awesome wife. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
In Minnesota, perinatal and postpartum mothers have legal protections to help keep them safe and healthy in the workplace. That means exclusions from heavy lifting, safe spots for breastfeeding, and more. The Women's Economic Security Act protects the rights of pregnant and postpartum women to work safely during pregnancy and to express breast milk at work. The Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry is here to help you and to protect your rights. Call 800-342-5354 or visit dli.mn.gov/newparents.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pini Gigi, and thank you for your support.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Oh, it's so cute to hear that. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, we're going to switch gears here. We're going to switch gears here a little bit and lighten it up, or maybe get a little darker. I'm not too sure yet, but we're going to talk about our sacred animals, that what's happening to them in a good and a bad way here all over Turtle Island. And I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years, and she works on animal issues across all over Turtle Island, local and at the state level. And you're a humane policy volunteer for the Humane Society of the United States. Welcome, Wendy.
Yeah, hi.
And thanks for holding down the ship here at our studio.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. Anytime. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis, who is Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. So I always appreciate that beautiful, meaningful name. So thank you, as always, Curtis. Just talking about the pipeline, I feel like it's a parallel with so many animal issues that you just fight and fight and fight year after year, over and over, and sometimes nothing gets done. Right now, my heart, and I'll probably talk about this tomorrow because I just can't take it today, about I've been talking about the Onaquai horses in Utah. Yes. I think there's about 400 of them. I'll get some of the real numbers tomorrow and bring it up and talk about it. But those poor horses right now, it's probably ended today because it's already, almost 7 o'clock tonight. But I saw videos of the helicopters and how they round up these horses. And it's just heartbreaking. These animals who have been living freely, they're just being rounded up. They're put in pens. Hopefully they'll be going out to a good adoptions. So I'll bring a lot of information tomorrow, but it's kind of breaking my heart even talking about it now. So I want to talk about some victories because even though we have so many disappointments after disappointments after disappointment, it really gives you, it really makes you sad. And sometimes you just want to give up because nothing happens. So we have to celebrate victories, even if they're small ones. And sometimes we even have really big ones. So I have, it was just updated today, in a matter of fact, July 20th, 2021. And it's, again, the Humane World. And it's Kitty Block's blog. And Kitty Block is the CEO and president of the Humane Society of the United States. I'm just going to read and talk a little bit about what good things we have going on and things that we have to look forward to.
Awesome.
So one of the ways we make a difference for animals is by working on the state and local levels to secure the passage of laws that prevent cruel and inhumane practices that threaten animals, from puppies born in massive puppy mills to coyotes and foxes at risk of coming into scope of trophy hunters' gun, right? We do all these kind of things. Since the start of 2021, we've helped to pass 102 state and local laws that align with our priorities for animals. Putting laws on the books not only helps create a more humane and compassionate future for our animals in the United States, but it also reflects who we are as a society.
Right.
Let me see if I can remember it. Gandhi's quote, it's one of my favorites. It is the... Could you help me with it?
How people treat their animals is how they
the moral compass of a nation can be judged by the way its animals are treated.
Exactly.
Go something. I don't know if that's exactly right, but I think that was it. But it's true. It really is. It's really, really true. So, and this year, last year, 2020 was really hard because we had to do all our kind of lobbying for animals and talking to all our legislators and senators online through Zoom.
Wow.
And we were really able to do that. And over 5,600 advocates and law enforcement officials participated in virtual training meetings and Zoom meetings with officials. So I'm really happy that happened. So a couple of really good things that happened for puppies and kittens, right? I was going to say people, but they are people.
We got a couple people's, one of them right there. How's her back, by the way?
Yeah. I think I don't know. She was doing better this morning, and now I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, let's talk about the puppies and kittens. the people who spend their most time with us, right?
Right.
Puppy and kitten mills are breeding facilities that impregnate mother dogs and cats over and over to churn out high volume of puppies and kittens for profits. Most puppies and kittens sold in pet stores or online are from these breeding mills, and these animals often suffer from illnesses and lack of socialization. I didn't say it right, but anyway.
Socialization?
Mother animals in breeding mills spend their lives in cramped cages with very little or no attention, only to be abandoned or killed when they no longer can produce litters. We advocate for laws that prohibit the sale of puppies and kittens from this dismal facility sales outlets in the hopes that one day these operations will be nowhere left to sell their products, which are the puppies, right? And the kittens. We're happy to say that earlier this year, Washington became the latest state to ban the sale of puppy and kitten mills from pet stores. Three states and 391 localities across the United States have passed similar laws. Mm-hmm. And Illinois governor has a similar bill sitting on his desk right now, which is probably going to go through. So we're really happy about that. Rabbits, guinea pigs, rats, mice. It's surreal to consider that in 2021, animals are still being used to test shampoo, mascara, and cosmetics.
Those poor beagles.
We really need to get the... It's called Cruelty Cutter. Yep. It's a free app.
Yeah.
Put it on your phone, and you could scan the barcodes of products to see if they're cruelty-free or not. That's Cruelty Cutter. It's a free app.
I like to bring this up every time, and we only got a couple more minutes.
Sure.
How many people, because we talk about, closing down these puppy mills, because if each person in the United States had a cat or a dog, how many would they have to have?
Right.
So it just blows my mind.
Right. So the homeless population of dogs right now in the United States, last I looked, each person in the United States, each person, not just family, each person in the family has to have four dogs each.
Right.
To combat the homeless population of dogs in the United States.
Unbelievable.
For cats, it's even higher. Everybody has to have seven cats. That's ridiculous. So stop buying dogs, stop buying cats, go to the local shelter, and you could get any breed that you want.
Right.
There's so many out there. So I just want to mention the states that passed some really cool laws. Let's see here. But there's hope. Whenever a state bans a sale of cosmetics tested on animals, it makes the market smaller for these products that seek to profit despite cruelty. Maryland, Virginia, Hawaii, and Maine passed bills on these cosmetics. So we all have to use the apps, watch what we buy. You know, we already know that if you put shampoo in your eye, it's going to burn. So, like, don't do it.
Well, I want to say Peeny Gigi for speaking on behalf of our relatives, which you do every day. And I know it's hard, and it's you got to bring it in positive once in a while to keep going.
Yeah.
It's like I think of it
in a victories.
Weird, right? In a weird way, I remember during 9/11 that they had dogs find bodies because the dogs were getting so depressed looking for bodies.
Right, like after they searched all day long and couldn't find any, bodies. So what they did was they faked somebody, a live person, and let them find that person because the dogs were getting depressed.
I'll never forget that. So Peeny Gigi, hey, we are not living on Earth, we are Earth. I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. And the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. Thank you, Louis Peeny Gigi. Ogma, thank you for going up in the deep north and reporting what's going on. Wendy, always Peeny Gigi for your support and all you do for Native Roots Radio. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop line 3. Please
get... This is Chad, owner of AM950. After the hailstorm last year, we had a number of people stop by the station letting us know we had damage. That's when I called our trusted contractor, Snap Construction. Turns out we didn't have any damage and our roof was still in good health. Ryan, is it common to hear you have damage when you don't?
Chad, this can happen more times than not. At Snap Construction,